Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we will be concluding the sixth chapter with Mishnah Vav and beginning the seventh chapter. So Perek Vav Mishnah Vav says, "Is akal habasar malakhtin es ha'atzamos bekovernos obim koman." After the flesh has worn away, we exhume the bones of the convicted criminal and then we bury him in his family plot. Va'akrovim boim v'shoalim b'shlom hadayanim. And when he's executed, his relatives would go and they would greet the judges and the witnesses. Klomar, in order to say, She'ein bili beinu aleichem klum, we don't hold this against you, she'din emes dantem, because you did the right thing, you did a proper judgment. V'lo hayu misablim, and they would not publicly mourn, ava onanim, but they would grieve, she'ein aninus ela belev. Because aninus, this grieving, is only in the heart. It's private, it's personal, it's not a public show. Bart Nuro, Nisaka Habasar, when the flesh would wear away, Kvar Niskaper lo b'misaso ubi biziono, that he's already been forgiven because of his execution and because of the embarrassment. Malakhtin es ha'atzamos, they would exhume the bones, bekovernosan bekivros avasan, and bury them in their father's graves, in their family plots. Lo hayu misablim, and they wouldn't mourn, kadesh shehe bizyonan kapara lahem, so that the embarrassment should be an atonement for them. The Eistamri, and some say, lefisha avelus chala mishayistam hagolel, ubaoso shah, ein misablim alehen, shalo nigmara kaparasan, achisaka habasar, that mourning only occurs when someone's judgment has been done, and this person hasn't had his atonement until after the flesh is worn away. And once the avelos has been pushed off, it's pushed off. So they would not then mourn when he's reburied. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Arba misos nimsru lebezdin. There were four forms of capital punishment that were given to the courts. Skila sreifa herig vechenek. Stoning, burning, decapitation, and strangulation. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, sreifa skila chenek vechereg. They're the same four, but they're in a different order. Burning, stoning, strangulation, and decapitation. So we'll see in the Bart Nuro in just a second what difference it makes what order we say them in. Zo mitzvah haniskalin, and what we just discussed, is the procedure for how to carry out the punishment of stoning. Quick look at the Bart Nuro. Skila shreifa herig vechenek, the order of the penalties. Skila chamura misreifa, because stoning is more stringent, it's a worse form of death than burning. Ushtehem meherig, and both of them are worse than decapitation. Ushloshtan mechenek, and all of them are worse than strangulation. V'nafkamina, and the difference between these two orders that are given in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is chayev shtei misos, is the case of somebody who's obligated in two forms of execution. Which one do you give him? There's a rule about whether you give him the more lenient or the more stringent form, as we'll see. The kaimalan, the nidan de b'chamura. Because we've established that if someone is obligated in two forms of execution, we give him the more stringent one. So therefore it makes a difference whether you follow the opinion of the Tanakhama or of Rabbi Shimon. All right, that is the end of the first Mishnah. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this parak with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.